Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled The 7 Traits That Entrepreneurs Share. And why are we talking about this? Because for so many people, they do not understand that having a career, being an entrepreneur, it entitles certain things that you need to understand and how to make them work for you and be exactly and reach the goals that you have for yourself. So, what we want to do is help you understand how you as an entrepreneur can be and have the goals for yourself that you truly want in life and how to reach them. So, well, let's talk about the 7 traits that entrepreneurs share. Okay, the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is now. The most profitable entrepreneurs come from all different social classes, geographic locations, upbringings, educational level, income brackets, etc. Oh, and what we want to talk about here is to show you how you can be an entrepreneur even if you are not right now. And one thing that entrepreneurs are is that they are risk takers, or they are willing to put themselves out there. And for so many people, they don't even understand what it means to be an entrepreneur. If they did, they would understand that they too could reach that next level. So, a risk taker. Now, this needs some clarification because I think many people are under the impression that entrepreneurs are high risk takers, willing to put it all on the line for the big home run. True? Sure, for some, but in general, most seem to be calculated risk takers. For instance, Barbara Cochran, one of the hosts of Shark Tank, created a $5 billion real estate business that she started with a $1,000 loan. She bootstrapped and grew the business from cash flow. That doesn't sound like a crapshoot, does it? On every single deal, he analyzes. Donald Trump asks himself a couple of questions. What's the worst thing that can happen? And if it happens, can I survive it and be okay? If the upside is huge and he's okay with the potential downside, he typically moves ahead, very calculated. One of my businesses several years ago was a direct mail operation that we had grown for several $1 million in annual sales. At one point, we were mailing 100,000 pieces a month at a cost of $50,000 just to get the letters in the mail. And let me tell you that if you look back on the industry, on how people built a business 20, 30 years ago, it was through direct mail. Today, you can do the same thing for a lot less just through the use of the internet, because it's pennies on the dollar to market through the internet. Did we start out with 100K pieces? Heck no. We used the Barbara Cochran approach and scaled up from cash flow. We started with 500 pieces and methodically scaled up as cash flow and profits allowed until we were at 100K pieces per month. Metrics like response rates, cost per sale, back-end conversions, average back-end sale, etc., were tracked and measured every step of the way, making sure the numbers held up as our mailing volume increased. It was a very measured and calculated growth strategy and not very risky. Why? We understand, and how we understand that is across the board, every industry, whenever anyone started a business years ago, you had to have money in the bank up front before you could even get your business off the ground, because you had to put out a lot of money to get it up and running. Today, with the use of the internet, with the use of websites, you can sell 24/7, even when you're asleep. Whereas in the past, a business ran from 9 to 5, and you worked from a physical location. Today, people work from home, and they work on a lot less of a budget than they did 25, 30 years ago to start a business. Lots of confidence. Samuel Johnson said, self-confidence is the first requisite to great undertakings. And here's a quote from Jessica Alba. My theory is that if you look confident, you can pull off anything, even if you have no clue what you're doing. By the way, if you didn't realize it, Alba is not only a top Hollywood actress, but now also a rock star entrepreneur. So true. There's absolutely, positively no way you can do great things in the world if you're lacking in confidence. And what I want to do is back up here and show you how, even in the entertainment business, how over the years business changed. Because you know, when you hear the name Jessica Alba, she's a brand. She's her own enterprise. Her name sells anything. Look at the top models that made bukus of money many years ago, and how did they become top models? Not just that they were on the runway doing or modeling dresses, but that they became their brand, like Cheryl Teagues, Christy Brinkley. What did they do? They ended up selling beauty products that are on their name, that companies have come to them and asked them and paid them handsomely to put their name on perfume, on beauty products, anything that people will buy simply because of who they are. In the entertainment business, back in the early part of the 20th century, an entertainer worked for the studio, and they would loan them out to make other movies with other studios. But what they were guaranteed by having a contract with a studio, that they made so much money, that they made so many movies, that they had a guarantee Today, an entertainer does not work with a studio. They have to go out and audition. They have to literally be multi-talented, because if you want to last in any field today, even 30 years, you have to be able to transition into other avenues in the entertainment business. And some actors have even branched out and become entrepreneurs, where they use their name and their celebrity status to help raise money through golf tournaments, through athletic events, whatever they have a passion for. Or what they've done is they've opened up restaurants, or they become part owners in franchises, that they understand that only having one way of earning a living is not where you're going to gain your income from. You have to have multiple streams of income today. So true. There's absolutely, positively no way you can do great things in the world if you're lacking in confidence. So how do you get it? That's the good news. I think you just have to decide to have it. Let me ask you a question. What do you think comes first, confidence or competence? For so many successful entrepreneurs, it's confidence. It has to be, because when you oftentimes start out with little to no money and resources, and you haven't yet figured out the whole puzzle, you have no choice but to act and be confident, or there's no way you can expand and grow. Confidence turns you into a force of nature, and it's primarily a choice. Learning oriented, this is almost a universal trait among the most successful entrepreneurs in the world, and also among the wealthy. They crave learning. I just listened to an interview with Charles Poliquin, who happens to be one of the best known strength coaches in the world, having trained elite athletes for nearly 20 years. The dude is prolific in his knowledge and writing ability, and quite the globetrotting entrepreneur. How does he start his day? Well, first he gobbles down breakfast, but then right after he consumes large amounts of information. The first hour is dedicated to reading books and articles outside of his industry. Then the second hour is focused on reading works within his industry. This type of yearning for information is the norm among super successful entrepreneurs. I honestly can't think of even one exception. Understands failure is a part of the game. According to a Bloomberg report, 8 out of 10 entrepreneurs who start businesses fail within the first 18 months. Yikes! That's a whopping 80% that crash and burn. This is normal and part of the terrain. Successful entrepreneurs know this and understand this, but rather than letting a so-called failure stop them, they see it as a learning opportunity. Pick themselves back up and give it another shot until they succeed. If you look back on history, how many times did Thomas Edison fail before he perfected the light bulb? How many times Did Alexander Graham Bell work at trying to perfect the telephone before it actually worked? If you have a good idea, it will work. All you have to do is be persistent and not give up. Because you know what? If you give up, then that means you do not trust yourself or your abilities. So, Henry Ford, first, two automobile companies went belly up. Walt Disney was fired from a newspaper job for lacking imagination and having no original ideas. And at age 30, Steve Jobs was unceremoniously booted out of Apple, the company he co-founded and started. And let's back up there and talk about Steve Jobs, because you know what? If it wasn't for Steve Jobs, you would not have the personal computer where everyone has a computer in their home today. You wouldn't have the cell phone or the smartphone. You wouldn't have a lot of things that people use in an everyday business today. He proved with the iPhone, with the iPad, that with the iTunes, that people will pay to carry their music, their business, whatever it takes to be successful. And you know what? Without Steve Jobs, Apple was about to fail. And they brought him back, and he started creating and becoming the innovator of a lot of things that have happened in the technology industry today. So, if you fail one or more times yourself, take heart. You're in good company and most likely on the right path if you're still going and haven't given up. I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost almost 300 games. 26 times I've been trusted to take the game-winning shot and missed. I've failed over and over and over again in my life, and that is why I succeed. And that was said by Michael Jordan. And Michael Jordan today is synonymous with success in basketball. Great networkers. Have you ever been to an event where you meet people that treat networking like a sport and just focus on getting as many business cards as possible, and then have no real plan on what to do with these leads? That doesn't sound very effective to me. Building relationships that are mutually beneficial is what networking is really all about. And that takes time and being strategic and being focused first on how you can help someone rather than only thinking of ways that you can benefit. And let's talk about this and let's reiterate it, because this is what people forget, is what it is to network. It is building a relationship. You go to Leeds Club meetings, or you go to meetup meetings. You go to places where you are the only one in your field. And what you do is you tell people what it is that you sell, how you can help someone, and who your perfect client is. And you work at building a relationship with each other, because you know, everyone knows someone that can refer business to you. But it is a matter of learning how to build a business that is mutually beneficial, because you don't want to be a taker. You want to be a giver as well as a taker, you know? And that's the one thing that people don't really understand or even work at in building a business. Ability to sell and promote. Too many people, the word selling implies manipulation, high pressure tactics, cajoling, and basically strong arming someone to do something that they really aren't quite ready to do. You know, all the stereotypes you might find in dealing with a used car salesman or someone trying to sell you a Las Vegas timeshare, right? Well, all that still exists, and a lot of what they do at these places is manipulation. But that's not selling in my book. To me, it's more about understanding needs, informing and educating and delivering the right message to the right market. Marketing gets equally bad rap as well sometimes. I remember speaking to a group of around 30 or so real estate professionals, and I asked the question, how many of you love marketing? Four people raised their hands, which was stunning and really scary if you happen to be an entrepreneur, business owner, or salesperson. Why? In my opinion, marketing is at least 80% responsible for the success or failure of your business. It's darn near the whole enchilada. So if you happen to be in the camp that sees marketing or sales as a bit unseemly or manipulative, here's a great definition of marketing that I heard from Joe Vitale. Marketing is sharing what you love in a passionate, enthusiastic, and sincere way with the people who would be most interested in hearing about it. Now, that sounds a lot more honorable and worthwhile, doesn't it? Another thing that I want to talk about that is important for you to understand is body language, because if your words and your body are not giving the same message, then what you're doing is you are giving mixed messages. And one thing that I have talked about before that I want to reiterate here, if you ever watch a really talented actor, if you go back to the 20th century when, or even the 19th century, when you had movies, but it was all the silent film, actors could convey through their body and the expression and the things they did to convey a message. Watch a really good actor on a show today. They use minimal words, but you get the message just by the things they do with the physicality of their body, with the expression on their face. And you can tell that they are in sync with what they are trying to say and the message that they want to convey to you. So the last thing we want to talk to is full of determination. If you have big goals, you're truly committed, get to go and after it. The one thing I can guarantee is that you'll go through periods of major struggle and challenge. I remember listening to an interview with Ted Turner, the founder of CNN, the day after his company went public and he had just become $3 billion richer. During the interview, he said something like, "The only reason I have the opportunity today to make over $3 billion is because I was willing to hang on and withstand the long stretches when we were losing $1 million a day. And we had to ask our executives to not cash their checks until a certain day. That's what you call having faith and belief and persistence and being ingrained with the never say die determination. And let me reiterate about Ted Turner. His father had a billboard advertising business that was failing, and Ted took over and he turned the business around. If you look at where he is today in business and what he has given back and how he has taken his business to the next level and study what he did, then as an entrepreneur, you too can learn to be successful. Do you want to be super successful? This is part of the past. So think about it. Think of all of what it took for entertainers who used to work for the studio and then became their own marketing tool, their own brand. Today, every entertainer has a press manager. They have they have a whole troop of people that they have to pay to help them get where it is that they want to be. And they have a whole, if they are multi-talented, then they understand that what it takes to be successful. And, you know, someone who just acts and have other people working for them, getting them the auditions, their career is successful to a degree, but they're not going to be the top entertainers. That's why when you look at the whole industry, you have maybe 0.1% who are very successful. And then you have all the rest that are the journeyman entertainers who make a modest living and can be successful, but they don't have the branding that is necessary. It is, and in the beginning, you are working at your brand to the point that your personal relationships suffer. That's why in the entertainment business, there is such an ego thing that goes on that many marriages end up falling apart. Not that they really didn't love each other, but that they were all consumed with the success that they wanted in their business, that they did not give the time to the relationship that was necessary to make it work. So what I want to remind you is this: if you are interested in becoming an entrepreneur and you need to put together a strategy to be successful, then you can go to my website. And that website is the number one, personalcareercoach.com. And I have on there several programs. You can sign up for a newsletter. You can sign up for a case study. And we can sit down with you and figure out how we can help you put together a strategy for building a successful long-term business.